750,000 jobs lost. A deeper recession. The Colorado middle class is bearing the burden of this crisis. What does John McCain say?
The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
When did he say it? The day of the crash. John McCain has supported George Bush policies for so long, he still can't tell what's happening to the Colorado middle class. Unemployment rates in Colorado have doubled since George Bush took office, and health insurance is out of reach for many middle-class families. But John McCain wants to continue George Bush's policies. More financial industry deregulation, less oversight, and more tax breaks for the special interests. John McCain can't fix our economy if he doesn't know it's broken.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we were had a program on iodine deficiency, and it's a fascinating subject because most Americans are iodine deficient. They at one time had iodine in all of our salts, but they took it out, and nobody's ever explained why. They used to add iodine to our bread and to our milk, but they took that out too. Why would you do something like that? Well, iodine is such an important part of the diet. The Japanese ingest 12.5, on average, 12.5 milligrams per day. We ingest, on average, about 12.5 micrograms. And as a result, a lot of women have cystic of disease of their breasts and recurrent problems with their breasts simply because they're not getting sufficient iodine. And iodine is absolutely essential for your health, for your skin, not only for your thyroid, but anyway, we'll try to get Dr. Fletcher's on a little later this morning. Perhaps we can track his number down at the next break, and he probably just forgot about doing the program. Or if you'd like more information on iodine, we have a great four-tape set on iodine. We actually carry Iodoral, which is an iodine preparation. But we think it's important, or we certainly wouldn't carry it, and we wouldn't advocate that people get the four-tape set or four-CD set. You really need to get information because there's so many people, women, who have problems with fibrocystic disease of their breasts or fibrocystic disease of their ovaries, and there's a definite relationship, as far as we can tell, between the onset of cancer and the iodine deficiency that is, for some strange reason, being fostered by those at the highest levels of government. And then, of course, if you listen to our programs regularly, you will understand that there are people in the highest levels of our government who really are unconcerned about the explosion of cancer in our society. As you know, at the beginning of the last century, one person in 33 developed cancer, and today it's one of two men and one of three women. But, oh, the officials can't figure out why it is, and I'll tell you why it is. Because there are too many people in this country, because the older people are actually undermining the Social Security promise that government has given us, and wouldn't we be better off without them? Aren't they useless eaters? Are they productive people as they grow older and they don't produce for our rulers? And so there is an organized program of population control. The government knows the statistics that show that the use of aspartame and MSG radically increases the incidence of cancer, but they're not going to tell you that. They knew for many years that the use of tobacco increased the incidence of cancer, not only of the lung, but of the pancreas, of the mouth, of the esophagus, certainly of the breast, of so many causes. They knew there was a relationship between the use of tobacco, and yet, of course, all they did was put a little warning on the cigarette package, which protected the tobacco industry from being sued. All they had to do was point to the government's warning there and say, you know, you obviously you should have known. Look, it's right there in plain sight on the tobacco package. And so they did everything they could to encourage the use of tobacco. And you must understand that the idea that the high government officials were trying to stop the use of tobacco was simply a misconception. And, of course, what they were doing, they introduced in our schools various programs that told students not the terror and the horror of tobacco smoking and the fact that it produced heart disease, as well as cancer. It produced chronic pulmonary disease and was a terrible killer in our society. No, they told our children, you've got to learn how to make decisions, intelligent decisions, as to whether you smoke or not, you have to do what's right. What 13, 14, 15-year-old child can do that? And, of course, what they really did was encourage the use of tobacco among our children instead of telling them the horrors of that. They conditioned to say, well, if you want to do it, it's your decision. After all, tobacco's a drug, aspirin's a drug, you know, alcohol's a drug, and don't your parents use tobacco and aspirin and alcohol products? You know, you make the intelligent decision. And so they used our schools, they used our media, and Chris, remember in the old days, why you would always see motion pictures with the people smoking. Now, I will say to Hollywood's credit that they did do away with that, and now you very, very seldom see anyone in a motion picture smoking. Is that the government? No, that's not the government. That is the fact that there are people in Hollywood who really are responsible. I may disagree with some of their policies towards politics and religion, but at least they stop consistently showing people smoking. And basically they used Hollywood to get women smoking. And of course, it was Edward Bernays, who was the father of modern-day propaganda, wrote a book on propaganda. He was Sigmund Freud's nephew. And, of course, he wrote his book on propaganda, which is well worthwhile getting. You'll find, if you go to my website and just type in Radio Liberty, Edward Bernays, you'll see the quotations from Bernays' book. And really the only thing significant about the book is the first couple of pages where he talks about how propaganda is used and how there really is an invisible government of people who determine our tastes and what we believe and our very thought process. And they're men we have no idea even exist. And, of course, he goes into the importance of propaganda in reshaping our ideas. And Edward Bernays was, of course, hired by the tobacco company to get women to smoke. When I went through medical school, cancer of the lung was primarily a disease of men. You just didn't see it in women. But thanks to Edward Bernays and the American Tobacco Company, why, of course, cancer of the lung is the second most prevalent cancer in women today. And, of course, it was done intentionally and purposely using the motion picture industry, using the magazines, using the newspapers to propagandize women to smoke, with little catchy phrases like, you know, take a smoke, not a sweet. Take a smoke, not a sweet, you know, with the idea being that you don't want to get fat and ugly, you know, so don't eat a lot of bonbons. Have yourself a smoke. And, of course, they killed literally tens of millions of women as a result of their propaganda program, all part of this massive propaganda program that is aimed at least decreasing our population. And, of course, I believe this is why they've taken iodine out of so many of our products. Why, of course, they never tell people the dangers of NutraSweet. Why they never tell them about how so many of the chemicals that we use and that they introduce into our food products and into our food colorings and into our food odors, they're all carcinogenic. And, of course, they use plastics, which is carcinogenic. Certain things come out of the plastics that are carcinogenic. But we couldn't tell the American people that they can't trust the government. Why, we're supposed to trust the government. We're supposed to love and trust. We'll be back in a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Today, our economic future seems riskier than ever. But for a few rich owners, it's business as usual. Those few owners would put Colorado's economy at risk, just so they can cut wages and reduce health care for their employees and make more for themselves. Their Amendment 47 would risk what's taken Colorado working people over 60 years to earn. A living wage, decent health care, a secure retirement. Now business leaders like the Colorado Bankers Association and Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce are uniting with working families to say no to those few rich owners. These business people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
Wall Street is in meltdown. The price tag for taxpayers, 750,000 jobs lost, a deeper recession. The Colorado middle class is bearing the burden of this crisis. What does John McCain say?
The fundamentals of our economy are strong.
When did he say it? The day of the crash. John McCain has supported George Bush policies for so long, he still can't tell what's happening to the Colorado middle class. Unemployment rates in Colorado have doubled since George Bush took office. And health insurance is out of reach for many middle-class families. But John McCain wants to continue George Bush's policies. More financial industry deregulation, less oversight, and more tax breaks for the special interests. John McCain can't fix our economy if he doesn't know it's broken.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I don't know if they're going to have a guest this morning, so if you're out there in the listening audience, you can give us a call at 977-689-8255. 977. It never escaped me right at the present time. You probably remember the number better than I do, or maybe our producer will come on here. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Whatever you'd like to talk about this morning, we can talk about. But we'd started talking about population control. And what you don't understand is they put fluoride in your water. Why are they doing that? 68% of the communities in America have fluoridated water, and it increases the incidence of cancer. And they know that, specifically of the incidence of osteogenic sarcoma in young children. And all the studies are there that verify that fact. This information is being suppressed, comparing communities where they have fluoridated water and they don't have. There's about a 35-40% increase in cancer in the areas where they have fluoridated water. And you know all the other things fluoridation does as far as suppressing fertility is concerned and lowering the intelligence and attacking the thyroid, because the fluoride competes with the iodine to get into the thyroid and softens the bones because it competes with the calcium in the bones. And so they're actively poisoning our people. In fact, in most of the areas with fluoridated water, use something called hydrofluosilicic acid, which contains lead and cadmium and polonium-220, which is a radioactive toxin that they use to poison this poor guy who defected from the KGB over in London here a few years ago. And they know that they're poisoning the people by fluoridating the water. There are no studies, valid scientific studies after 50 years, that show that water fluoridation helps, you know, children's teeth, but there are many that show it increases heart disease and cancer and all the other things we're talking about. And understand, if you have fluoridated water, they're intentionally poisoning you. Studies are there, and they've been actively suppressed. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
This is Dr. Fletches.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, this is Dr. Fletches, and he's certainly the best spokesman we know for the problem with iodine. So why don't you go ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners why so many people are iodine deficient and other complications that they're having here in this country.
Well, in the United States, we used to have a problem with a lot of goiter. And back in the 1920s, we started adding iodine to the salt in the United States, and that brought the goiter problem way down. Especially up in the Northeast states, 56% of the people in Buffalo, Akron, Milwaukee, Chicago had problems with goiters. And then we started adding iodine to the bread as a dough conditioner. And then we were using iodine to clean the tits of cows so that we could milk them. And the iodine was getting into the milk. And it turns out that about 20, 30 years ago, we started taking the iodine out of the bread. They changed solutions for cleaning the tits of cows, and we're left down to iodine and the salt. That would be probably enough to keep the population from developing problems with hypothyroidism and goiter, except for the fact that 50% of women are cooking with salt that has no iodine in it. So, and also in the fast food industry, they've taken the iodine out of their foods, and so basically right now about 17-18% of the population has got problems with hypothyroidism or low thyroid disease. Without iodine, you can't make thyroid hormone. So in the meantime, we've discovered that there are intermediary diseases that show up in other tissues, like in the human breast needs iodine to keep it from getting weird, and that weirdness is a problem known as fibrocystic breast disease. It's cyclic breast pain that develops just before a period. In fact, I've had women tell me that it feels like they got two thorns in their chest, and they want to have those thorns removed and get plastic surgery done. The problem is that fibrocystic breast disease is iodine deficiency of the breast, whereas goiter is the iodine deficiency disease of the thyroid. And the ovaries, these intermediary disease is called polycystic ovaries, or problems with recurrent cysts of the ovaries. And in the muscles, we've now discovered that absence of iodine in muscle tissue will give you problems with fibromyalgia. So what's really probably the main problem, and this is probably the take-home message, is that the absence of iodine in the human body is a promoter of cancer. So people who have problems with goiter have a higher incidence of thyroid cancer. People who have fibrocystic breast disease have a higher incidence of breast cancer. This was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine like 2 or 3 years ago, showing the increased incidence of breast cancer in this population. We've known for years that women with polycystic ovaries have a higher incidence of ovarian cancer by the time they're into their late 40s, early 50s. And in fact, many GYN endocrinologists will recommend that a woman prophylactically have her ovaries removed by the time she's in her late 40s, early 50s because of the high risk for development of ovarian cancer. So, the take-home message is the absence of iodine in tissues is a promoter of cancer, and what we're doing is that we're watching these cancers going up. This probably helps to explain why we're having a hard time identifying, quote, the reason that so many people have cancer, especially breast cancer. We know that about 5% of breast cancers are due to genetic causes. 95% of breast cancers are due to environmental causes. And one of the things that many physicians that I've spoken to says, but we get plenty of iodine for the body by taking iodized salt. And the problem with that statement is that iodized salt was enough to keep the thyroid from developing a thyroid goiter, but which is about 150 micrograms a day. But breast tissue, which is much, much bigger, needs around 5 milligrams of iodine per day just to keep it healthy. Now, in Japan, the average Japanese eats around 13.8 milligrams of iodine per day, and the iodine in the Japanese diet is keeping a tremendous number of Japanese women from developing breast cancer. In fact, breast cancer in Japan is very rare, as is ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer, etc. So it's very crucial that we get iodine back into the American diet, because these cancers are on the rise, and, quote, we haven't found the reason for it. Well, it's just as obvious as the nose in front of your face is that we're taking the iodine out of the American diet.
You know, one of the interesting things is that I learned from you is that iodine is necessary for healthy skin. And, you know, you notice so many of the older people begin to get sort of shriveled up skin, lots of grooves and, you know, on them. They just, their skin just doesn't look healthy. And I've noticed that since I started taking the Iodorol that, you know, my skin is much healthier. And a lot of the wrinkles are gone out of the hands and the fingers.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, probably the most interesting story that I have is that I was giving a lecture down in Puerto Rico a few years, and one of the pharmacology professors from the medical school came up to me, and he said, you know, he said, about 5 years ago, my mother told me that she wasn't sweating anymore. And it turns out that iodine deficiency of the skin will be a skin that doesn't sweat. So, he told me that his mother had told him she wasn't able to sweat. And so he looked at her and he said, Mommy, it's okay not to sweat because when you sweat, you get stinky. And his mother said, you know what, son, that education of yours has gone to your head. She said, we live in Puerto Rico. It's 90 degrees outside. It's 100% humidity. And you're telling me it's okay to not sweat? She said, I've lived on this island for 70 years. And she said, something's gone wrong with your head because it's not normal. She said, normal is being able to sweat in this environment. And he just kept looking at her and he said, but Mommy, you don't want to sweat because when you sweat, you get stinky. Well, every year after that, on her birthday, she would always look at him and say, son, have you figured out why I can't sweat? And rather than listening to his mother, he would sit there and say, it's okay not to sweat because you don't want to be stinky. Well, I met him. He listened to me give this lecture on August the 1st. July 1st, he had just buried his mother from having had metastatic breast cancer. And he told me that 6 months prior to that event that she went in for mammograms and they found breast cancer and it had spread all over her body like lightning, as if there was nothing to inhibit it, and she was dead within 6 months. So basically, this thing about the skin, you know, here we've gone through this past summer, and there's many of you out there that when you get hot, you don't sweat. And if you don't sweat, there is a major problem with iodine metabolism inside your body. Because that also puts you at very high risk for development of cancer.
I've noticed that since I started taking the Iodorol, the iodine compound that you suggest, that you know, I perspire now, and you know, because I'm 80 years old, but I do notice that in the hot time, I do perspire, and for so many years I didn't, and I, you know, it's interesting things that you notice, and you don't understand them until somebody calls them to your attention.
Yep, that's right. So it's a major problem, you know. And we've noted, too, that, you know, it's one thing to say, here's the intermediary disease that develops in the absence of iodine. And the question arises is, what happens if we give iodine to, quote, get rid of that intermediary disease? And in fibrocystic breast disease, we have noticed that by giving 50 milligrams of iodine per day, we have had patients who within 2 or 3 weeks, their breast pain is totally gone. And not only that, but when we do mammograms, you look at the mammogram and the x-rays show what looks like a whiteout. It's just pure snow, a whiteout inside the breast on mammogram. And here in North Carolina, the number one reason why radiologists get sued is because they miss a breast cancer in the presence of a woman who has this white-outed breast loaded with scar tissue from her fibrocystic breast disease. Now, it's interesting that 50 milligrams a day plus on a daily basis for about 3 years will give you a 50 to 90% reduction in the scar tissue of the breast, and all of a sudden the mammograms look a lot better and a lot easier to be able to read any gross abnormalities that are developing inside.
Well, it really is amazing, you know, when you see the people actually are feeling so much better when they are on an iodine supplement. Now, the Japanese get, of course, a lot of iodine out of their fish and out of their seaweed. Isn't seaweed a part of their staple diet?
Yeah, in fact, I just made a trip to Bangkok this past January, and we stopped at the airport in Tokyo. And I was talking to a Japanese lady that was there, and she told me that in Japan, the average Japanese eats seaweed about 3 times a day. And she said, as we are adapting to a Western diet, we're starting to eat more and more foods like the Americans. She said, obesity is becoming a problem.
We'll be back in just a moment here.
Your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That message was courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Dr. George Fletcher. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And, of course, Dr. Fletcher's suggests Iodorol. Of course, you can use Lugol's solution, but Iodorol is a lot more convenient to use, and we do carry that as well as we carry potassium iodate and to load your thyroid during the case of a nuclear attack. And then, of course, we do have a four-tape set, an excellent four-tape set on this, or we actually offer an article on written by Dr. Donald Miller, professor up at the University of Washington, on iodine. We think everybody should read that, understand that there's all sorts of scientific evidence out there that the average doctor is never told, and we have to ask ourselves why. Do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out for our listeners?
Yeah, the website is www.helpmythyroid.com. And
that's helpmythyroid.com, right?
Yep, helpmythyroid.com.
All right.
We've you know, one of the things that I've discovered is that in America, as we push the population more towards vegetarianism, in the sense of eating more veggies and more fruit and so on. In fact, it's interesting to me that when my patients get diagnosed with having cancer, one of the things that happens is that they immediately go more towards a more vegetarian diet and get away from meat. But 80% of American vegetarians are iodine deficient, because the one thing we're teaching our population is to eat more veggies, but we're not teaching them how to eat more sea vegetables. So as a result, there's no, we're not teaching the people how to eat seaweed and the different forms of seaweed and get used to the different flavors. When I was in Japan, one of the Japanese ladies that I was sitting with at the plane told me that in Japan they eat seaweed about three times a day. And while I was being served, I noticed that they had soda crackers with seaweed. They had they even had gummy bears with seaweed. So everything in the dietary of these people is pushed towards the use of seaweed, and as a result, in Japan, the average Japanese eats about 13.8 milligrams of iodine.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I think we have a caller. Who's on the line? Do we have a caller?
Yes, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and it doesn't affect the levels of my hormones that, kick off putting me on medicine.
The Hashimoto's, for our listeners out there, is an inflammatory and autoimmune disease of the thyroid gland. So go right ahead.
Yes. I have a slight goiter, I was sent to an endocrinologist who said, be sure not to take any iodine because it can aggravate Hashimoto's. And I don't understand this. Can you talk to me about this?
Dr. Fletcher, so the endocrinologist said don't take iodine. It can aggravate the Hashimoto's disease. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because Hashimoto's is a problem of a thyroid that's becoming sicker from the immune system activating and trying to destroy it. And this issue of not taking iodine with Hashimoto's is complete bunk, because if there's any people with autoimmune thyroid disease, it should be the people with Graves' disease that we're a little bit more careful about giving them iodine. But patients with Hashimoto's definitely need iodine. Now, when Dr. Hashimoto in Germany back in the early 1900s was diagnosing Hashimoto's thyroiditis, he found something like five specimens out of something like 5,000 thyroid specimens, and these were people who had goiters. He found five out of 5,000 who had this problem with increased white blood cells seen inside the thyroid gland. Dr. Marine, by 1924, introduced the concept of you putting iodine in the salt. And there has been an ongoing study of the thyroid up in the Mayo Clinic area for many, many years. Studies began back in the early 1930s. And the records were being kept about what types of thyroid problems there were just prior to the giving of putting iodine in the salt, etc. And it's interesting that as we iodized the salt, that by the 1960s, the incidence of Hashimoto's thyroiditis actually was increasing by leaps and bounds. That prior to the giving of iodine in the salt, that Hashimoto's was a very rare disease as far as pathologists were concerned, and it became more common as we added more iodine to the salt. And it turns out that something about iodized salt induces autoimmune thyroid disease. And but again, the answer is that giving iodine does not make Hashimoto's worse. And we've got a good plan or a good paper on that if you're interested. In fact, if you will call my office at 828-684-3233, we can send to any one of your listeners a copy of the paper that Dr. Abraham wrote on the rationale for why we would want to use iodine in Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The one thing that has come through with Hashimoto's is that the disease seems to be more present in pregnant women and soon after pregnancy. If a woman develops Hashimoto's after a pregnancy, then
greater was noticed.
There was a greater incidence of that. And what's interesting is that there was a study just completed about 2 years ago in Italy where they gave women throughout a pregnancy selenium 200 microgram per day, and then they watched to see if that had any effects upon the Hashimoto's, and it was interesting that just giving selenium during a pregnancy, that the incidence of Hashimoto's was cut by three-quarters by within the next year after the giving of the birth of the baby. So we suspicion that part of the problem of Hashimoto's is a problem of selenium. And in fact, there's been studies now done that have shown that if you take a person with the antibodies against the thyroid and you put them on selenium, that within 6 months the antibodies will be cut in half just because we gave the individual selenium.
Is that the answer part of your question?
Yes, thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Will iodine in any way help the Hashimoto's disease, or is it just it's not harmful?
It's not going to hurt the Hashimoto's, and it's not going to hurt the person.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. George Fletcher talking about iodine and the fact that so many people, are iodine deficient.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance stimulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. George Fletcher, and we, of course, had him on our programs before, and we have a four-tape set. Just going into the background of iodine, we think it's so vitally important. It's something most people don't think about, and yet, of course, iodine deficiency is very prevalent in our society because people are not eating the fish that they used to, and they're not getting, that was, remember, when I was growing up and working at Catholic hospitals, every Friday you had fish, and fish was one of the sources of our iodine, but people certainly aren't eating fish today because they're concerned about mercury. Do you think that's a part of the problem, Dr. Fletcher? So why is there so much iodine deficiency?
Well, I think there's a problem where the powers that be that control the American system, that there seems to be something about the fact that iodine was reduced in the bread, iodine was reduced in the milk, and we're down to iodine just in the salt. And, you know, if you watch the medical literature currently, the American Medical Association is telling us in primary care that we need to decrease the amount of iodine, I mean the amount of salt that the Americans are eating by one half over the next 10 years because, quote, we're getting too much salt and the salt is causing problems with hypertension. Well, you know, if you look at the population at large, probably one-fourth of everyone above age 60 has got problems with hypothyroidism and problems with senility. And, in fact, one-fourth of senility is due to problems with low thyroid disease. And what's interesting is that here we're being told that we need to tell these people that they need to cut the amount of salt they eat even more. And what's going to happen is that we're going to see an increased incidence of senility and an increased problem of hypothyroidism and an increased problem of obesity in the aging population because we're taking away the iodine out of their salt. It's just that, somebody's not sitting here thinking about, if you take away salt, what else you're taking away in the diet. And you know, what's interesting is that there were some experiments done back in the 1930s. And as Dr. Stan, as you know and I do, about 70% of us will die from a heart attack. And heart disease is a very prevalent problem. And back in the 1930s, they took one of our animal models, which is the rabbit. You can take rabbits and give them cholesterol, and within a year, you have many of these rabbits having problems with heart attacks and rampant atherosclerosis. If you take rabbits and you put them on iodine and then feed them a cholesterol dietary and then come back and relook at these rabbits at the end of the year, you're going to find that every one of those rabbits is alive. Not one of them has had a heart attack, and there's virtually no atherosclerosis in those rabbits that were being given iodine versus the ones that were given cholesterol with no iodine. These animals were developing the atherosclerosis. Now, having said that, in rabbits, they did a similar type of problem, and they tackled this problem in Finland just a few years ago. Among all the European nations, Finland has the highest incidence of heart disease. And they looked at something like 49 different nutrients across the Finnish population. And what they discovered was that Finland has one of the lowest intakes of iodine. So they decided to put iodine in the bread. They decided to put the iodine into the milk. They started putting more iodine into the Finnish diet. And wouldn't you know it, that within a five-year time period, they were able to cut the incidence of heart disease and heart attacks by greater than 50%
just because they started putting iodine back into the bread, the milk, the dietary, etc. So there is some type of connection between the development of atherosclerosis and the absence of iodine in the population.
And, of course, I think it's interesting that here in America, of course, when you have centralized planning and you have centralized authority, which we have in America, why then they take the iodine out of our bread and they take it out of our milk. And then they take it out. What is about half the salt doesn't have iodine in it now?
That's right. Women that cook with salt, there's half the women are not cooking with any salt that has iodine in it, period.
And, of course, you have to look at the label. Why would you do that? You have to ask yourself, why would the central authority that's supposed to be looking after our health do everything they could to actually create a disease process where we have low iodine? They found in other countries you give high levels of iodine, the heart incidence of heart disease goes down, and here in America the incidence of heart disease keeps going up. And we have to ask, what is their motivation? Are they stupid? Well, that's a program for another day. Well, there are so many beneficial effects of iodine. And certainly, you know, as you pointed out in some of our previous talks, an awful lot of the iodine goes into the skin and subcutaneous tissue, doesn't it?
That's right. So it's being used there. And, you know, what's happening is that in our population, we're starting to substitute for iodine a product called bromide. And the bromide is causing all sorts of damage throughout the American system. In fact, as bromide builds, you know, the body looks at bromide and it thinks it sees iodine. And when the body starts building up the amount of bromide inside the thyroid to make a thyroid hormone that contains bromide, the bromide turns out to be a carcinogen to the thyroid. And it's stimulating the thyroid to turn into cancer.
Well, we've got a caller. Let's see, who do we have calling? Who's calling? Do we have a caller? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is a wonderful topic. About 2 months ago, I read an article regarding a woman who, which I think a lot of women are suffering from this. They were just exhausted all the time, and as soon as they got their kids off to school, they'd wind up going back to bed. They just had to force themselves to do everything, which I'm sure has to do with the thyroid. But in this article, it stated that more people needed to take iodine, and it suggested kelp. And I started taking organic kelp. I got it at the health food store. But I'm only taking like one a day.
We're out of time, but thank you so much. I think you're absolutely right. Kelp is an excellent source.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Dr. Fletcher, I want to thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go? I guess we lost Dr. Fletcher anyway. I really appreciate him so much being with us. And Dr. Fletcher, are you there by any chance? I guess not. Anyway, let me mention that we do have a four-tape set on iodine and iodine deficiency, which is called Iodine. I believe you can get that in CDs as well as in tapes. Anyway, if you'd like to get it, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And when you get that, you get an excellent article written by Dr. Donald Miller on the vaccines. We think it's important. Pardon me, on iodine deficiency. Then, of course, we carry a substance called Iodoral, which is 12.5 milligrams. You take one a day. I take it, and certainly I really feel that it's helped with a lot of things. And I do notice I perspire now. My skin is much better. And all in all, I'm very pleased with it. We have a lot of people who've taken it, and a lot of people are very, very happy with it. Iodoral, if you'd like to know more about either the four-tape set, which comes with a article about Iodoral, which is an iodine preparation with 12.5 milligrams of iodine in it, or if we do carry the potassium iodate, which you'd want to have on hand in case there was a nuclear attack. Now, if you're taking the Iodoral, you don't have to worry about it because your thyroid is already loaded with iodine. But if you're not taking Iodoral or an iodine supplement, why you really should have the potassium iodate on hand. Just keep it there in case there ever is a nuclear incident or attack. And if you'd like to get more information, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then let me remind you, it's just a week from this coming Sunday that we're going to be having. That's October the 26th. Our all-day seminar there at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And a long way to come from Colorado, but we do have some people who are coming. And so if you're interested, you're going to have to make your reservations today because, of course, we're just about filled. Looks like we're going to have well over 150 people. We're going to be having, of course, Dr. Blaylock will be there from talking on medical issues. Joanna Michelson will be there talking on spiritual issues. And then, of course, we'll have Patrick Wood talking on financial issues and where we're headed financially. Anyway, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you have any question what's going on, you need to go to our website. You can listen to our programs there. They're archived there on MP3. You can get them live or you can listen to satellite feed 9 hours a day. If you're interested in getting an inexpensive satellite system that doesn't cost anything once you have it up, so you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day or 24 hours a day to the satellite feed, which includes our program and Joyce Riley and a couple of other people who are helping us to have that feed up there 24 hours a day. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, and they'll put you in touch with Vic Satellite, just another means of getting valid information. And a lot of programs up there that are absolutely free once you have the satellite system set up. And Rick will tell you how to do it. And we have a lot of happy customers who get us that way. For one reason or another, they can't get us through either shortwave or internet. Well, so please go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please.